Today we will talk about the rules of life, what to do and what not to do, okay?
Yes, Daddy.
So, the first most important rule of life is that you should never lie. Lying is the biggest sin in Islam. Do you understand that?
Yes, Daddy.
Beta, whoever is on the phone, tell him that Daddy is not at home and he's gone out. I cannot attend any calls because I'm watching TV.
Did you see that?
Yeah, did you?
Did you see Dad as Ali to lie?
Yeah, but he'll never guess why Uncle Heather's angry with him.
So, the next most important rule of life is that you should not do riba. In Quran, it is referred to as eating the flesh of your dead brother. Yeah, so you should save yourself from this major sin.
Oh, hi Samia, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I am so tired after yesterday's party.
Yeah, the food was good. If the rice and the biryani was cooked fully, maybe it would have tasted way better. But she was probably too busy dressing herself in that awful suit. And that makeup? Ew. We could use it in a traffic light intersection. Isn't that amazing how people like to kill themselves nowadays? I have to go. By the way, let's call me. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Did you see Mom?
Yeah, did you?
I believe I went, but did you see Mom doing riba with Sadia Auntie?
Unbelievable, but true.
Concentrate what I'm telling you, and that will help you forever. So kids, the third most important rule of life is that you should not be greedy. Be happy with what you have. Don't increase your list of wants to the levels that it takes away your happiness. Because the needs can get fulfilled, but the wants are endless.
Here's your warm tea with your favorite cookies.
What do
do you want this time?
Nothing big, very small item. I don't know the name, but you know the latest phone? Please get it. I need it.
You don't need it. You want that. You can't even fully operate the phone you already have. So why do you want a new one?
You don't understand. Sana has it. Maria's getting it. I'm going to be too embarrassed to have one. Plus, you just do this and the phone works.
But I can't afford it.
You can't afford anything when it comes to me. Can I afford somebody to make me happy?
I'm already working day and night to fill in the debts. No. The answer is no.
Never mind. We'll try again at dinner.
Did you see that? Yeah, did you? Did Mom need it or did she want it?
Kindness, forget it. To me, they both mean the same thing.
And the next one is about hijab. All women should observe hijab in Islam.
Come on, let's go. We're gonna be late.
Where is your hijab?
I'm not breaking the law. I'm going to be Mom Barbara. Come on, it's fine. We're gonna be late.
Okay, your wish.
Did you see that? Yeah, did you?
Keep it coming, Mom and Dad. Keep it coming.
And the next one is about respect of elders. Islam encourages you to respect your elders and acknowledge their contributions in your territory, especially your parents. You can never disrespect them. Before we conclude, our last lesson is about halal and haram. We should do halal, eat halal, and see halal. Stay away from haram as much as possible.
Guys, get ready. We're going to Niagara Falls.
Yay!
What will we eat? There's no food in the house. I haven't made anything.
McDonald's double zinger chicken burger.
But isn't it, you know, the...
We'll say Bismillah and it will become halal. Now don't be a mood spoiler. Let's go!
Yay!
Fine with me?
In the next few hours, I'll have the shortest an example of 9, 3, 7, 11.
Like parents, like kids, that's it.